Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Mr. David Assange.
Never mind all that. Let's go over to the oldest hotel proprietor that ever lived, and he is not too happy.
A donkey down a mine has an easier time of it than what I does. It's the restaurant what's done it, see?
Yars! What are you doing with a platter of freshly chopped flavorings? Cover the delicious herbs, or the fragrance will evaporate!
I'm sorry about that, Chef. It's completely slipped my mind.
Do you know, this kokoliki may be the most wonderful soup I've ever tasted.
Eva crikey Moses, can you really get that excited over soup? I mean, life's too short for soup. I say life's too short for soup.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference of cartoon and computer game characters is about to begin.
Oh, I don't want to go to a stupid conference. Why can't I just go for a nice walk?
Walk, walk, did you say walk? Can we go now? Can we? Oh, please, please, please!
Oh, do please behave yourselves. I'm stuck with you two ridiculous dogs and not another cat in sight. I suppose we'd better get in the queue.
I wouldn't mind, but it's not as if they didn't know we were coming. That's the problem. I don't even know why I'm here. What is the point?
I hope we don't have to wait much longer. What's that there? Look, look, I'm serious. What the hell is that? Ooh, ooh.
Do not you worry, Dobbin. It is just your shadow. You panic so easily. It is the rod with the plastic white bag in it all over again.
I don't know how he gets through a day. He must be a nervous wreck.
As I'm king of the jungle, I think I should go in first. Not Mr. Tusks. He's just a Siberian walrus.
What a lot of nonsense. Hey, Jumbo, do you remember that time we queued up for ages to get into the zoo? That was ironic.
Of course I remember. I'm an elephant. How can I forget?
Hold up. Looks like we're going in.
At last. Good afternoon and welcome. Thank you for your patience.
Now look here, old boy. I was due to address the pirates 5 minutes ago. You need to let me pass.
In all my years sailing the seven seas, I've never known such poor customer service. I've got a good mind to write a strongly worded letter. In all your years at sea, good Lord, man, you don't look old enough.
Hey, gringo, you want I should cut your throat from ear to ear and feed you to the little pigs? Arr, Jim lad, forgive my clumsy observations, but I can't help but notice and see, you ain't no pirate.
You ain't no pirate? You ain't no pirate?
Listen up, people. I'm here to speak for all you computer game soldiers and grunts who don't want to stand around eating cocktail sausages. Any questions?
Yeah, I got one. Who put you in charge? And another thing, I quite like cocktail sausages.
Sensors indicate possible danger. Danger, the pirates may be more sinister than they first appear.
Oh, now I've seen it all. Do me a favour. Anyone got any fags? I mean, how's any self-respecting hyena supposed to keep a straight face?
So there you have it. My hotel in all its glory.
Ah, there you are, Mr. Threepence. Is it time to do my routine before Mr. Fandango does the big number?
I'm sorry, Terence. I really am, but I think you'll find that this is my turn now.
This is a staff announcement. Could all cartoon-trained personnel attend the Teasy Weasy Memorial Room immediately as the pirates are running amok?
Oh, somebody get some help, for God's sake!
Oh, for goodness sake, calm down, dear. There's nothing to worry about. It's just a few pirates and soldiers and lions and hyenas and bandits and monsters taking over the hotel. Oh, heavens to Betsy, help! We're doomed! We're all doomed!